time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Janery Kamens with the Price City Fire Department. And believe it or not, 4th of July is like right around the corner. Kind of snuck up on us, didn't it, Janery?
For sure, yeah.
And we just wanted to get somebody in from the fire department to kind of talk about, you know, when sales are okay, when you can let them off, when you need to stop letting them off. And then we'll talk a little about the 24th again, because it'll ramp up again for that. But it's all really about just being safe, being cautious, and
always,
I would say, being respectful.
100%.
So
yes,
let's start off with, when are fireworks going to be available for sale?
The sales will start on the 24th of June, and they'll go through July 25th.
So coming up here relatively soon, the fireworks will be on sale. They'll be in the stores. There'll be the tents I've already seen popping up everywhere. So you've got to be prepared for those. And then when can they be let off? Because there are windows when you can let them off.
Yes. So the windows will be July 2nd through July 5th, between the hours of 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., except for on the holiday. On the holiday, it is extended to midnight 1 hour. And then July 22nd through the July 25th, same on the holiday, it will be extended to midnight on those hours.
And the thing that you need, if you need to know anything about these, they have posted this and we will post it on ours as well.
Yes.
Price City Fire has posted the sales and the discharge dates and everything on their Facebook page. And as I said, it will be on ours as well, and then with the article. So you've got, if you need it, you can always refer back to that.
Yes.
Getting into fireworks and fireworks safety in general.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rough time of year.
It is.
This year may not be as bad because we do have some moisture that we've had, but don't let that fool you, correct?
True. And I think that is kind of one of those things that people are like, well, we're coming out of a drought. And that's true, but we are still in a drought, and we still have lots of dry foliage, vegetation, very flammable items and plants that can still catch fire and then catch houses on fire.
And I think the most important thing, it's just like with real estate, it's location, location, location.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
You need to make sure that the area that you're shooting in is completely clear of clutter and dry foliage as well. Concrete pads are nice. And then make sure you have a water source, always a water source for extinguishment if you need, a bucket with water, all those things. And make sure when you're lighting that you are not over the top of your firework. You're kind of doing it with an extended arm, almost running backward, so you can get out of there.
And with all these things, you know, we should have a relatively quiet and calm 4th of July, hopefully.
Oh, please, let's lock on some wood. Yes, we would love that so much. We want everybody to have such a good time for our holidays. And the first and foremost thing that I can think of for having fun is not getting hurt or not starting fires that could hurt your neighbors, hurt your neighborhood or your families or your friends.
Well, and that was the one thing that I was going to say too. And you know, as long as you are cognizant of your surroundings, probably a really good place, because that's where my neighborhood does them, is in the street.
Right.
But make sure that you don't have cars and things flying up and down the street.
Hopefully it's a street that is kind of maybe more dead end, or you have a driveway that is concrete as well, and that could work too.
And then not only that, the other thing that we wanted to talk about is, you know what? Watch where you're aiming.
Absolutely. And we have so many different types of fireworks. Sparklers seem to be really popular, but they kind of probably start most of our fires. So be extremely careful with those and make sure that water source is close to put those out completely.
And that's the other thing about sparklers, too, is that they just burn so hot.
They do.
And a lot of kids are injured with sparklers this time of year, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that we always kind of like to touch base on is, you know, our furry friends.
Absolutely.
And make sure, really, what are some of the best ways to do that? Just kind of make sure that they're maybe in a room by themselves, maybe even in a basement.
If you are aware that your pet has issues with those loud sounds and fireworks, I would definitely find a space that is cold and dark and just kind of a, maybe not cold, but dark and away from all that, and as far as away from the noises you can possibly get them.
And we used to have a dog that, I mean, even a lightning storm, she would go down and hide in our mm-hmm. basement in our cement storage.
If you know where they go to hide, put their kennel down there and lock them up for the night.
And let them be in there, because that's probably one of the worst things, other than somebody getting hurt.
Absolutely.
One of the worst things is the next morning saying, oh, My dog got out, and if you see him or anything like that, please let us know. So once again, just follow the precautions, follow the sales and the discharge dates, and everybody should have a good time and be safe, really.
Let's have a good time.
And that's all that matters. Let the fire department enjoy 4th of July.
Right. I love it. Let's do it.
All right. So once again, January, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
If you're looking for the dates and everything, it's on their Facebook page. We'll put it on our Facebook page, so it'll all be right there for you, all the information that you need. Now, once again, if you want any more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.